Lucy, I'm home.
Welcome to Having a Ball podcast. We are your hosts, Ziva and Erica, and this podcast will dive deep into the life of Lucille Ball, and we will be exploring all the many facets of her life.
We're also going to take a closer look at some of her most favorite shows. Some of them include I Love Lucy, The Lucy Show, and Here's Lucy. We're also going to take a closer look into some of Lucy's movies, explore the creation and works of Desilu Production, and learn more about Lucy's co-stars. Today, we're just going to be talking about ourselves, giving you guys a chance to know us a little bit better, and really introducing this podcast to you.
It's a chance for us to really officially welcome all of you to this podcast. We're going to have a lot of fun diving deep into the life of Lucille Ball, but not just Lucille Ball, but everything that was surrounding her. Desi Arnaz, her co-stars, everything Desilu related. Ziva, tell me a little bit about yourself and where your love of Lucy began.
So my love of Lucy started really young. I think it was when we were just shopping around one day and we found a bargain bin and my parents bought a bunch of old TV shows because, you know, they're like $1. Mm. And I clicked with I Love Lucy. There were a lot, like Andy Griffith's show, the Beverly Hillbillies, and I liked them all a lot, Green Acres, but I really, really liked the Lucy show. And I started with that, and then I found I Love Lucy, and that just kind of sparked even more interest. I did put all of that on a break, though, because in school, everyone would do, you know, the Lucy, I'm home,
and right.
You got some explaining to do. A little backstory on that, my name is Luciana, and everyone just called me Lucy, and so that's where the, you know, Lucy, you got some explaining to do jokes came from. Which really, really bothered me. But I think a lot of names are like that. You know, you get a name that.
So you've been attached to Lucy from way back.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Way back. And as an adult, I explored more of her shows and I really, really like Here's Lucy. That's probably my favorite of all of them now. And that has her children, Desi Arnaz and Lucy Arnaz. Mm-hmm. So what about you, Erica? When did you start delving into this world?
Well, really, I've been an admirer. I don't know if you would consider it a fan, but an admirer both of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz for as long as I can remember, really. So much so that I have a dog whose name is Desi, because that's just immediately was going to be a Desi if it was a male dog. But really, in elementary school, it would be the only thing in the background at my home. Actually, I had a bed that had, you know, kind of space from the bottom of the bed to the floor, enough for me to crawl underneath it. And we had a small television where I would go underneath there and just watch as a child, because I think it's probably one of the safest things to watch, you know, leave a child alone watching, because it's incredibly safe to watch. So, you know, I think that's when my curiosity about Lucy in particular started, because I knew that this is a character. I knew that she was playing a funny character, but there was more to it. And as we dive deep more into her life and more into who she was, she's not who she was on television. And that fascinated me once I found out who Lucille Ball was as a person. And I think when you contrast her and the character, it blows your mind. And so after I found out more about her and Desi, and all the things they created together, all the milestones, I just fell in love even more. To this day, you know, in my late 30s, it fascinates me. And I learn something new all the time from Lucy, what she created and what Desi and her created together and what they had to overcome to really give us these incredible shows that they have.
Yes, and this is why I wanted to start this podcast. This is why we're doing this, is because a lot of people know, you know, the overarching facts, you know, they know, and even some of them don't know everything. And even misquoting things, you know, like the I
Yes.
love Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
Right.
You know, those weren't actually ever said. I don't think that line was ever actually
No, I
said.
think it was Lucy Splain. And then
Yes,
she says,
yes.
Splain, darling. She says that. You're right. Yeah, so
Yes.
she'd never actually said, or he had never actually said, Lucy, you got some splaining to do. But it's been quoted over and over. It's the Mandela effect of that same quote over and over again.
Right. And I think it was an SNL skit, but other than
Yes.
that, I mean, it was never actually said. So people kind of hear it and they just say it all the time. Also, Lucy, I'm home. It's said, but not nearly as often as you would expect it to be said.
Yeah, you would expect every time he walks through the door, he's announcing that he's home, but it only happened maybe the one time. And then they just ran with it. But that's interesting
Right.
how they associate those quotes with, misquoting the episodes.
Yes, I really wish that the time has come had become just like walk into a
Yes.
room, even not about pregnancy, just anything. The time has come.
Right, and that was their dress rehearsal for when she was going to have the baby. But of course, she walks in and says, "Ricky, this is it. This is it." And they all pat. Nothing went according to plan. And I think that's my favorite episode is when little Ricky is born because I think it broke the records for the show itself, but it also made history because it's the same day Desi Arnaz Jr. was actually born. So the day it aired on television, it was just a coincidence that her cesarean section was also scheduled that same day.
That's incredible. I think we should also mention that this show came from a radio show.
Yes, it was
Yeah.
called My Favorite Husband. And you, I believe, told me that it came from a book, which I was not aware
Yes.
of.
Yes. The book is The Life of Mr. and Mrs. Cougar, starred Richard Denning. Lucille Ball and Richard Denning played husband and wife. And, actually, when they talked about creating the show, I Love Lucy, they really wanted Richard Denning to be Lucille Ball's husband, to portray his husband, her husband on screen.
Right. And so, of course, infamously, we know that she went to bat to have Desi as her husband because in real life, he had been for 12 or 13 years at that point. And so she always wanted to have some sort of project together that would keep him home because he was away a lot, traveling with his band, the orchestra. And so they finally thought, this is a great idea, a great project for us to work together and keep you home to Desi. But the studio was not, the network was not having it because they would think no redheaded American girl would be married to a Cuban, except she was.
Right. An interracial couple at that time was not
Right.
portrayed on screen, you know. Even
Yeah, you didn't see that a lot.
even in normal circumstances, it was sometimes looked down upon, you know. So then portraying it on screen like this is normal was a step. But they did take that. They took their skit on the road to kind of prove to everyone that, you know what, this is going to work. This is going to be a thing. Let's do it.
So it was kind of like a vaudevillian mini show they would travel with to kind of show that the audience would accept them. They are looking forward to this couple. So they would infamously do their Cuban Pete number. She'd be
Yes.
Sally Sweet, and she interrupts his show, and hilarity ensues, which is really the catalyst of Lucy and
Ricky
every
Ricardo,
episode. Yes.
Ricardo.
Ricardo, yes.
Yes, I so wish I could have been there. I mean, just what would
Can
you
you
give to
imagine sitting in that
sitting in
audience?
that? Mm.
Because I even now, if you look on YouTube, Google, whatever, you can see the audience piling in, footage from those days from the 50s. And it blows your mind. They have no idea they're about to witness television history that will be going
Right?
on till this day. And it's something else because generations are being born year after year after year, well, generation after generation, that will be introduced to I Love Lucy and the subsequent shows after that.
Yes. And so we talked about how this is, a while ago. This show was in the 1950s. And
Right.
so inflation has occurred. And one of the things I actually really enjoy doing is kind of watching to see money and how much money they talk about, kind of see
Yes.
what it would be now. So,
Yes.
there's episodes where Ricky bets Lucy that she can't do something, or it's something isn't going to happen for $5 or $10, which is roughly $50 or $100 now. And I think, like, if my husband said the same thing to me, I would be doing that right away,
Right, because of the inflation of what it, the worth of it now.
Right? Yeah, because basically, for the same thing to have said, my husband would have to say, "I bet you $100 you can't lie for a day," or, and actually, I think in the episode, that episode, it was $100, so it'd be $1,000
Oh
now that
my
you can't
gosh.
lie. I'd be like,
Wait, I can't lie for 24 hours and I can't buy a hat. Oh, this is going to be easy. This is going to be fun. Now,
it.
that reminds me of that episode when they went to Paris and Ethel asks Fred for money to go shopping and he
Yes.
thinks he's being stingy and she's Ricky asks him, "What did you give her to go shopping?" $10. $10 or 10 of whatever they call here. Well, if you gave her $10, you gave her, I don't know if it was like
Twenty-eight. It was like
but yeah,
$28.
and he just about lost his mind chasing after her. Ethel, no, come back. It's
Right? And
just
then
so
you can think of it
stingy.
like $280, that's what it would be now. So, like, I kind of, for someone who's really stingy on money, I could see how giving someone $280 would be like any heart attack. Oh
Just to go on a shopping trip in Paris. Oh my
Oh my
gosh. Especially in the
goodness.
50s. Yeah, but
Yeah, we're gonna have
that's,
so much fun talking about those episodes later on.
with you speaking about the difference in money back then, I also think it's interesting to see the dynamics between men and women to then
Yes.
to now. And, the whole premise of the show is that she should be a, if you will, stay-at-home mom or wife or whatever, even without a kid. And he would go out, earn the living, and come back. And that's just, she's the homemaker. That's what you do. But the whole premise of the show is she's trying to be him. She's trying to be him, and hilarity ensues because she's just funny. The pratfalls and all the physical comedy. But just the premise of it, you're supposed to be home, so you trying to be me, which is like the star and the money maker, it won't go. So she has to sneak these things in, and that's what makes everything funny, I think.
Yes, and just the episode, oh my goodness, where he spanks her.
Oh my God, that's
Every
so
time I watch that, I'm
uncomfortable.
like, oh no, what is happening? Things that you wouldn't see. But even the there's a specific episode that just dives into the stereotypes of the job time. It's where they get a job.
Yeah. Oh,
Lucy and Ethel
yes.
go, they work at the candy factory. And I mean, just the idea that the men, first of all, can't do anything at home. Who costs,
Right.
who cooks 4 pounds
Right.
of rice? But
Right,
also,
right, right.
that, the women then go out and they fail epically to get a job. And that's kind of what you'd expect, at that time, the stereotypes, what you'd expect. And just, my husband does the cooking, he does cleaning, we
Right.
share those things. And so it is very interesting, and we'll definitely keep an eye on, huge blatant stereotypes of the time,
Yeah, them sitting at the job agency alone is a huge window into what they thought of women, that they were so unqualified for any job, that just something so easy as wrapping chocolates is probably the best because they don't have the education to, I don't know, I think the jobs were accounting and I forget what else they were
Stenography.
off. Stenography, yes,
Stenography, that
and
was a big one.
yes,
I typed
that
duh, 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 duh,
this
duh.
fast.
Oh, I don't type as fast as her.
No, hers is better. Her
But
writing is better than mine. Yeah. So I think that's really interesting to dive into the differences of the 50s to 2021, things that would not happen today. Like you mentioned, the spanking of a woman because she didn't behave is really crazy.
Even the body shaming, you know, I think we still suffer from editing and things like that, but we're talking about Ethel or Vivian
Yes,
Vance, who is
Vivian
not at
Vance.
all a fat woman. You
No.
know, there was no point where it's like, oh wow, she's overweight. You know, there was a few times where she's a little more curvy, and I think they definitely helped by putting her in a little bit more frumpy clothes
Right.
that didn't ex extenuate extenuate her body, accentuate her body, but she was never fat, and they were always making jokes about how much she was eating and
Yes.
about how much she weighed or was gaining weight. And that's,
There was
you
a
know.
lot of fat jokes references, especially from her husband that played her husband, Bill Frawley, on the show. It's just he couldn't wait to mock her appearance, just based on weight, which is really, when you look at it now, if you were to ask somebody, describe the four characters in your mind, you think of Ethel as an older lady. But in reality, Lucille was older than her, except the way they portrayed her was, okay, you're the frumpy older lady because you're married to this older man. And
Yes.
so Lucille and Desi, Lucy and Ricky are the younger couple. So that's what's been ingrained in your mind, and it blows your mind when you see it now.
I think that it would have played out a little bit differently, honestly, if they had gotten what is his name? Who plays Mooney in Lucille Ball? Mr. Mooney and Lucille Ball. It's
Is
a
that Gil
Theo.
Gordon?
Yes. So he was younger at the time, and that's who they originally wanted to get to play Fred, but he had already signed a contract to do something else. And I think
And
it would have
B.
played differently.
Bernard.
They wouldn't have been as big of a difference, but because they had William Frawley, they had to play Ethel up as, you know, an older.
Frumpier and older,
Well,
yeah.
yeah, and again, we come to this idea that the women and men didn't have age differences, so or not that big of age
Right.
differences, so she couldn't have been too much younger because then that would have been another thing that was like, oh, no. So, you know.
Yeah, and do you remember that episode where they had the two fans? The girl fan was in love with Ricky.
Yes.
Now, what's funny is in your mind, you're supposed to think that she's 19, 15, 16. She was like a 30-year-old woman. And it
Yes.
was it's and she's falling over him, pouring his coffee when he has no idea that she's there. And she's like a 30-year-old woman, almost the same age as Lucille at the time, but she's supposed to be more motherly. It's
Yes.
just something else when you think of it from the 50s to today.
So we're also going to talk about a lot of the guest stars, people that appear in
Yes.
the show, and we will talk about them as they come up.
Yeah, what I love about them
Theo
is
Gordon.
that,
We'll
yeah.
talk about him when he shows up, and some of the house guests, apartment building guests as well, we'll talk about
Yeah, what I
show
love is
up.
that they recycled a lot of the same actors to play different characters.
Yes.
And it's like one minute they are a landlord, and then the next minute they're a neighbor. So you're like, wait a minute, didn't they play the mayor of a town not too long ago?
So I think that's about it for this episode. We want to
So
thank you for joining us, and we're gonna just run down memory lane together. And so I'm really excited for that. We're gonna do our best to bring justice to the legacy that this
of
incredible
Lucille and
pioneer. Yeah,
right.
yeah.
Yeah. So thank you so much. We really hope that you will continue to follow along because there might be some nuggets that you don't know that might shock you. We might even learn things as we go along.
Oh,
And,
definitely.
because I have just researching for this, you go on YouTube and there's a world of documentaries just on Lucille her alone, let alone the entire Desilu company.
Make sure to check us out and follow our Instagram at Having a Ball Pod or our Facebook Having a Ball Podcast. where we will share photos and updates about things that we talk about in each episode. You can also email us at havingaballpod@gmail.com, and you can email us questions or trivia, and we'll do our best to answer them all. And if you also send in a voice recording of yourself, we will get that into the podcast as well. Our next episode, we will be talking about Lucille Ball, so I cannot wait.
It's a whole profile on her life, and then after that, we'll follow it up with Desi and everything else that they created together.
Bye.